So we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, the Samam Bonam, Chapter 24, Worshipping Govardhan Hill, Verse number 10. Tachche che no pajivanti त्रिवर्ग फल हेतवे पुंसां पुरुषकाराणां पर्जन्य फलभावना तच्छे छे नोपजीवन्ति त्रिवर्ग फल हेतवे पुंसां पुरुषकाराणां पर्जन्य फलभावना तच्छे छे नोपजीवन्ति त्रिवर्ग फल हेतवे पुंसां पुरुषकाराणां पर्जन्य फल भावना अच्छे छे नोपजीवन्ति त्रिवर्ग फल हेतवे पुंसां पुरुषकाराणां पर्जन्य फल भावना तच्छे छे नोपजीवन्ति त्रिवर्ग फल हेतवे पुंसां पुरुषकाराणां पर्जन्य फल भावना तच्छे छे नोपजीवन्ति त्रिवर्ग फल हेतवे पुंसां पुरुषकाराणां पर्जन्य फल भावना तच्छे छे नोपजीवन्ति त्रिवर्ग फल हेतवे पुंसां पुरुषकाराणां पर्जन्य फल भावना तत् ऑफ दैट सैक्रिफाइस शेषेन बाय द रेमनेंट्स उपजीवन्ति दे सस्टेन देयर लाइव्स त्रिवर्ग कंसिस्टिंग ऑफ द थ्री एम्स ऑफ ह्यूमन लाइफ रिलीजियोसिटी इकोनॉमिक डेवलपमेंट एंड सेंस ग्रेटिफिकेशन फल हेतवे फॉर द सेक ऑफ फ्रूट पुंसाम फॉर पर्सन्स पुरुषकाराणाम एंगेज्ड इन ह्यूमन एंडेवर पर्जन्य लॉर्ड इंद्रा फलभावना द मीन्स ऑफ इफेक्टिंग द इंटेंडेड गोल्स Translation and purport by the disciples of Srila Prabhupada. Translation. By accepting the remnants of sacrifices performed to Indra, people sustain their lives and accomplish the threefold aims of religiosity, economic development, and sense gratification. Thus, Lord Indra is the agent responsible for the fruitive success of industrious people. Purport. One might object that people sustain themselves by farming, industry, and so on. But as previously mentioned, all human and non-human endeavor depends on food and drink, which cannot be produced without ample rain. By the word Trivarga, Nanda further points out that the prosperity achieved through sacrifice for Indra is meant not merely for sense gratification, but also for religiosity and economic development. Unless people are well fed, it is difficult for them to execute their duties, and without performance of duty, it is very difficult to be religious. Om Agyan Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshu Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Itinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So I am honored to offer this service by the blessings of all the devotees. So we are in this section of Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, where Krishna, as a little boy, is seeing that his father Nanda Maharaj and all other senior members of the village, senior Brajavasis, Ananda Maharaj's friends and brothers, they all are very busy making arrangements for some function. So out of curiosity, Krishna asked Ananda Maharaj, "What is happening? Why all these arrangements?" Nanda Maharaj thinks, a small boy, how can he understand Indra Yajna? So he said, nothing, didn't answer. Krishna said, good people don't keep secrets. You are keeping secret. Tell me, what is it? Again, Nanda Maharaj didn't answer. Krishna said, there are two types of people. One who know why they are doing whatever they are doing, and others who don't know why they are doing whatever they are doing. It's foolish people. They do, but they don't know why they are doing. Ignorant. So now Nanda Maharaj thought, I should answer him, otherwise he will think that his father doesn't know. So in these few verses, Nanda Maharaj is explaining why they are doing Indra Yajna. And the focus is on the function of Indra, which is to give rains. Even in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna explains the cycle of Yajna. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, gives Vedas. And the Vedas inform the audience, the living entities in human society, about their duties, instructions. And one of the instructions is to do yajna, sacrifice, fire sacrifice, give the results of our hard work to Krishna. And as a result of the yajna, the demigods are pleased and they give rain. And when we get rain, we get grain. Without rain, no grain. You know, in childhood, in our school, they used to teach us poems. So one of the poems is, rain, rain, go away, come again another day, little Johnny wants to play. You all heard this poem earlier? You know, India, 70% is villages. And 90% of villages is farmers doing farming. And now government is making schools near the farms. So every day morning, the parents go to the farms and pray, my dear Krishna, please send rain. And nearby school, the children go, say, rain, rain, go away. And Krishna is confused, whom to listen, parents or children? It is okay in a country where there is 12 months, 24 hours rain and not agriculture. To say rain, rain, go away, 1 hour I want to play. But in an agricultural country like India, where there is less rain in many parts, what is the use of this poem, rain, rain, go away? Should pray, more rain should come. Without rain, no grain. But people have no brain. So Nanda Maharaj is explaining that with rain we get grain. With grain we get effort, energy to do effort, perform duty. We sustain. And then we can do dharma, artha, kama, moksha. The goal of life. This is typical karma kanda thought process. To worship the demigods. The demigods giving rain, we should worship. Otherwise they will not give rain. Cows will not get grass. We will not get grain. Then how can we do dharma? How can we do artha? How can we do kama? And how can somebody who wants liberation can use his body for tapasya? So we should worship Indra. Krishna doesn't like this. Karma kanda is very dangerous. With the desire to receive fruits, one performs fruitive activity. With a desire to enjoy those fruits, one performs fruitive activity. With a desire that our senses come in contact with sense object, one performs fruitive activity, karma kanda. But all these contacts are full of entanglement. I may want my eyes to come in contact with some beautiful form, or my tongue to come in contact with some tasty eatable, or my ear to come in contact with some melodious sound, or my nose to come in contact with some fragrance, or my skin to come in contact with pleasant touch. And whenever that contact happens, we feel relief of our miseries. We feel some kind of joy. If you take a sweet gulab jamun and put it on your tongue, so nice. We feel joy. And if you are unhappy and some contact of senses happen with sense objects, you feel relief of that unhappiness. But all this is entangling. Just as I was telling in one class that day, that there was a rat in a very large field, empty field full of sand, and it was summer season, hot sun in the afternoon, so the sand was very hot. So the rat was feeling burning sensation. The rat cannot sleep, the rat cannot lie down, the rat cannot stand, the rat cannot sit, the rat cannot walk. So what will the rat do? So the rat would run around in circles, very fast. Goal, 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 circle, circle, circle. Why? Because the contact is less when you run. But can the rat run for hours together? So running, running, the rat is searching for some relief, for some shade. And running, running, the rat comes to a point where there is shade. Thanda, thanda, cool, cool. Very nice, relief. What is that point? It is shadow of a cobra. So the rat comes on the shadow of the cobra, feels relief. And next moment, the cobra captures the rat. Game over. This is called karma kand. We run around. And then we do fruitive activity. And we get some relief when we get the fruit. When we come in contact with our karma phala. But next moment maya captures us. That's called karma bandhan. We get entangled. And because of that we have to take one more birth. So it may be relieving myself by reading a newspaper or a novel, or going in a park, or watching a movie, or eating in a restaurant, or meeting somebody opposite gender, or playing football with friends. Any such sense enjoyment entangles us. Karma kand, vishera bhand. It's a full of poison, karma kand, gyan kand, or cup of poison appearing to be nectar. So Krishna doesn't want devotees to do karma kand and get entangled and develop desires to go to heaven and enjoy a higher standard of sense gratification and then fall down and again continue the cycle. Krishna wants us to become his devotees because we have a natural relationship with Krishna, not with demigods. In fact, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Alpa Medhasa, those who worship demigods are men of small intelligence, Alpa Medhasa, they are worshipping me only. But Avidhi Purvakam, they are doing it in the wrong way. So those who worship demigods are wrong, in a wrong way worshipping Krishna, because final worship reaches Krishna and Krishna gives the result. So why to do in a wrong way? Do it in a right way. Doing wrong way means giving bribe. Worshipping demigods for some results is like giving bribe to the demigods. Because the results are given by Krishna. Demigods are just representatives to deliver the result. And already there is so much bribe around us. Why to increase it in heavenly society now? Why to transfer our problems there? So no avidhi purvakam, no corruption, no bribe. Krishna is a master of the universe, master of all the demigods. Demigods are positions awarded by Krishna. So we worship Krishna directly, we are part and parcel of Krishna. Worshipping demigods is not part of Krishna consciousness. We respect demigods, but surrender only to Krishna, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, our only Father. Like a father will tell his son to respect the neighboring uncle, and you respect him like me, equal age. All the neighboring uncles you respect like me. And the son will go and respect, touch their feet, offer them assistance, opening the gate, carrying a luggage. Whatever the son respectfully offers assistance to the neighboring uncle, the father will be pleased because the boy is growing up to be a good gentleman. But if one day the son calls the neighboring uncle daddy, my dear daddy, father will be very upset. Said, you rascal, you go 24 hours, serve his feet, no problem. But daddy, only me. Don't call anybody else daddy. Right? So our daddy is Krishna, Shyam Sundar. Don't call anybody else daddy. Don't surrender to anybody else as Supreme Father, Supreme Personality of Godhead. Our relationship is only with Krishna, natural relationship. We are his part and parcel. We are not part and parcel of Brahma or Shiva or Indra or Chandra or Varun or Vayu or Agni or Durga or Ganesh or Surya or anybody else. So that's not natural. So we should revive our natural relationship with Krishna rather than maintaining an unnatural relationship. It doesn't exist. Or developing an unnatural relationship, it doesn't exist. The rain is not given by Indra, the rain is given by Krishna. Indra is just a representative. Just like, let me tell you an event which happened many years before, couple of years before, when there were no emails and no mobiles. So there was a boy and girl who used to like each other and they wanted to marry. So the boy happened to go to another town for job. So then they kept in touch through letters. And the boy was very enthusiastic, so every week without fail one letter he will send. The girl would not send so many. She would not read and write properly. But the boy, every week, one letter she will send with very sweet language and loving expressions. And the postman will deliver. And the girl would not read properly. So she will tell the postman, please read it. And the postman will read the lengthy letters every week. And this song went on for 2 years. And the girl got married to the postman. The delivery person. What a twist. That's what is happening in Vrindavan, in front of Krishna. Who is giving rain? Krishna. Through which postman? Indra. And the Brajavasis, they are worshipping Indra, marrying the postman. Whatever we receive in the life is given by Krishna, not by demigods, not by hard work, not by family, not by corporate boss, and not by government. Grain comes only by the mercy of Krishna. There is difference between source of income and source of maintenance. Source of income and source of maintenance. Different individuals have different sources of income. Somebody's source of income is doing a job. Somebody's source of income is factory worker. Somebody's source of income is shop. Somebody's source of income is corporate business. Somebody's source of income is driving taxi. Somebody's source of income is teaching in college. Somebody's source of income is begging. Somebody's source of income is stealing. Somebody's source of income is real estate, typing, dancing. Different individuals have different sources of income. But all individuals have only one source of maintenance. And that's Krishna. He is our source of maintenance. If anybody thinks his salary is source of income, today's lunch you eat your salary. Take 2000 rupee note and eat. No? Cannot. The money is not our source of maintenance. Salary is not source of maintenance. Source of maintenance is grain, which is given by rain and sun and earth, which is arranged by Krishna. Not a single factory in the world can produce one drop of milk or one grain of rice. It is government who has printed a currency note and given it purchasing value and made it approved process of exchanging the paper with grain. That's why we want to earn money. But actual purpose is not, actual requirement is not that note. Actual requirement is grain. It is just a coupon, like we have coupon for prasadam hall. Why you want coupon? Because you want to eat coupon? No, coupon is an exchange to receive what actually you want to eat or honor. Your life is dependent on prasad, not on coupons. But coupon is a management system. And the funny thing is, today night, the Prime Minister can come and say, the note in your pocket has zero value. And tomorrow morning, when you go to exchange, you will not get anything. So money is in your pocket, but value is in somebody else's pocket. But if you have 100 kg rice in your house, and today night government comes and says, rice value zero, still tomorrow you can cook and eat. The value doesn't change. So our dependence is on grain. You know, in big cities, people live outside their houses, there are dogs. 5-6 dogs. Everybody who is traveling, they know, or coming, visiting. And these dogs stay in the same street for whole life and eat food. But the same street, all the humans stay, they have to go for 2-3 hours somewhere and do a job and come back. Then they eat food. Who are more intelligent than you? Dogs don't have to do engineering degree, interview process, job, desk job. They eat food and enjoy. So humans have complicated their food problem. Elephants eat 50-60 kg per meal. They don't keep in refrigerator for the evening. They know it will be available. Small children, as soon as they are born, we all were born, our milk was ready. Who made that milk ready? The father bought it? Or the doctor injected it? No, Krishna gave that milk. So when Krishna gave milk when I was a baby, he will not give rice and roti when I grow up. Why? He doesn't like me? He wants to kill me? If he wants to kill me, he would have done it without milk only, na? Why would wait for 20 years to grow up, then he will kill me? No, that's not true. So Krishna gives everything. By our hard work, we just withdraw the result, not create the result. So if a father deposits money in the bank account for the son who is studying somewhere else, and the son goes with an ATM card and withdraws the money. So he cannot start worshipping the ATM car, ATM machine, very nice machine, is source of my maintenance. ATM machine is just dispenser, dispensing money. But the actual person who is maintaining you or giving you money is your father. In the same way, whatever we receive today in our life, it may be this clothes, or it may be this garland, or it may be somebody offering obeisances, or it may be prasad. All these people are dispensing what Krishna has sent to us. So he is the maintainer. He is the provider. He is the one who is sending me or giving me. So this rain is coming by Indra. Indra is dispensing machine of water or clouds. Clouds are dispensing machine and Indra is control of clouds. But who is provider? Who is providing is Krishna, the original cause of all causes. So we worship Krishna. Indra, Chandra, Varun, Vayu, Brahma, Shiva, they are representatives of Krishna. They also worship Krishna. Indra also worships Krishna. You know, in Dwarka one day, so many devotees came to take darshan of Dwarkadish Krishna. And there was a crowd outside his palace. But the door was closed. Krishna has not opened the door today on time. And outside demigods have also come. So the guard, security guard, had a tough time. Because crowd was increasing and Dwarkadish is not unlocking the door. He is inside. Today Shingarati late. So he has to make announcements. What announcement he is making? The first announcement. Brahma, Brahma, please sit on the bench. Don't stand on the door. It's very crowded. You have four heads. Children are getting afraid. Lord Shiva, so many times we told you, don't come in this uniform. The crowd is fearful. Wear something and come. You will take first darshan and go. You sit on the side. Indra, 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 don't offer obeisances here. It will be stampede. So many times we told you, offer obeisances far. Varun, wait, don't recite prayers so loudly. So much noise you are making. Recite softly. Surya Chandra, so many times we told you, just come once a month, don't come every day. It's very much crowd here. Look, sometimes security guards have tough job. Many seniors also come. So demigods are coming. And Dwarkadish, not opening the door. What is happening inside? Dwarkadish is playing chess with Rukmini Devi. And he is not opening because he doesn't want to stop the chess game because first time he is winning. If you are winning from your wife, would you leave the event? You want it historically recorded. So that's the demigods who are also servants of Krishna. So we definitely we respect the demigods, but we surrender to Krishna. We worship Krishna. Once Dwarkavasis, when Krishna was sitting in his assembly, and so many Dwarkavasis were there, outside his palace, suddenly from the sky, one cloud came down. White. It was not a cloud, it was Airavat. Airavat elephant is white in color like a cloud, very huge, suddenly landed. And people were surprised, what is happening in Dwarka? Such a big white elephant with hundreds of tusks. They never saw. Shocked. And then Indra got down. They were surprised to see Indra. Golden helmet, beautiful dhoti, beautiful ornaments, nice garlands, handsome face and thousands of eyes. Indra has eyes all over his body. So the first shock was seeing Airavat, white elephant, so huge. Second shock was seeing Indra with so many eyes. And the third shock they got when Indra went inside the assembly, he paid full dandavat pranam to Dwarkadish. Indra, heavenly king, king of heaven, paying dandavat pranam to Dwarkadish. And Indra had come to receive help from Dwarkadish, to seek help, to seek protection. Why? Because Narkasur, Bhaumasur, he had attacked Indra and defeated Indra. And he had taken over Varuna's umbrella. Varuna's umbrella is very special. All the eight siddhis are there in that umbrella. White in canopy with pearls on the border. And he had taken away Indra's mother Aditi's earrings, golden diamond earrings. And he had taken away one garden of Indra. Kabja kar liya, encroachment. And Indra couldn't fight Narkasur. He got defeated. Somehow he saved his life and came to Dwarkadish. Said, please help me. So Dwarkadish went to kill Narkasur with army, with chariot, with weapons, with Satyabhama. Who goes to fight somebody with wife? Already Lord Ramchandra had a learning lesson. Don't travel with your wife too much.
But he went to with Satyabhama, killed Narakasur, returned all the properties to Indra. But the reason he took Satyabhama is he wanted to do some shopping in heavenly planets, give some Parijat tree to Indra, to Satyabhama, whom he has promised. So in heavenly planets, Satyabhama saw Indra's garden has nice Parijat tree. She said, I want this. Krishna said, take it. And she uprooted it and kept it on Garuda. Indra's wife, Sachi Mata, she saw. She didn't like it. How can Satyabhama take without asking me? She told Indra, look what is happening. How can she take without asking me? Indra just now paid obeisances to Dwarkadesh, washed his feet, expressed gratitude that he helped him and killed Narakasur and returned all the material. But still, when wife nags, it's too much pressure. Still Indra had to go out and oppose Dwarkadesh. And Krishna agreed to fight with the whole sena of Indra just for Satyabhama and Parijat. And he defeated Indra. And Indra was ashamed. Now he can't go inside. Sachi Devi is upset. And Indra knows, Krishna knows when wife is upset, it's not easy. So what did Krishna do? He plucked a Parijat tree, Parijat flower, gave to Indra. He said, like, I know you cannot show your face to your wife. Take this flower, she will be happy. And he gave. Even in domestic issues, Indra's domestic issues, Krishna is helping. And Nanda Baba is worshipping Indra. Krishna wanted to establish no karma kand in Vrindavan, no gyan kand in Vrindavan, no surrendering to demigod as supreme personality of Godhead in Vrindavan. Even if you are worshipping demigod, it should be for Krishna consciousness, like gopis worship Mother Durga. But in Vrindavan or in the world, in devotees, among devotees, only worshipping Krishna. Krishna and only Krishna. Ishwara Parama Krishna, Sachid Anand Vigraha, Anadir Adir Govinda, Sarva Karana Karanam. We should just surrender to Krishna. 100%, he wants 100% surrender. Sarva Dharman Pariteje, Mam Ekam Sharanam Raja. Aham tvam sarva papevya moksha yasyami mahasucha. Krishna says, you just surrender to me, I will take care of your sinful reactions, I will take care of your miseries, I will give you moksha, don't worry. But when? Mam ekam sharanam braja. Mam sharanam braja, nahi. Mam ekam. Ekam means only me. Mam means me. Sharanam, surrender. Mam ekam sharanam raja, surrender unto me only. This only is important. Only Krishna, 100%. If a husband tells his wife, I love you, the wife is pleased. But if a husband tells his wife, I love you only, the game changes, right? Wife is more pleased. See, when the husband says, I love you, that doesn't prove that he has told to 4 or 5 others or not. When he says, I love you only, that proves, okay, only single, only me. Then she will make nice feast. Only is important. Mam ekam. So we surrender to Krishna only, nobody else. He is our supreme master and we are his servants, only Krishna. He doesn't want your 90% surrender. He doesn't want your 99% surrender. He doesn't want our 99.99% surrender. He doesn't want. He wants single accommodation in your heart. Nobody else and nothing else. Even if one small pin is there, he will say, I will not come inside. Only Krishna. Single accomplice, 100% surrender to Krishna. And that is ISKCON. Srila Prabhupada established ISKCON so that all individuals
they reached to this platform by the mercy of Krishna. Not some midway platform, weekend devotee, Sundays I do bhakti, rest 5 days not necessary. No, 24 hours every day we surrender to Krishna. Worshipping demigods, if somebody is doing it, you should switch, change the party, come to Krishna by the mercy of the demigods, by the blessings of the demigods. There was Chandidas. You all heard of Chandidas? Chandidas is a great devotee of Krishna. But earlier was a great devotee of Mata Chandi, Mata Durga, Parvati Mata. And he was very rich. And he had a brother in the neighboring house. The brother used to worship Shaligram Ji, Shaligram Shila, Vishnu. The brother was very poor. Sometimes he didn't have anything to offer. Just water he will offer. So Chandidas told his brother, you stop this Shaligram Seva. Do Chandi Bhakti. Look, I am so rich. I have everything to eat. I have nice to wear, nice jewels, ornaments, nice house, nice garden. But his brother said, no, no, I am happy. I am poor but happy. So one day early morning, the brother of Chandidas woke up and saw outside his house, in the garden of Chandidas, nice flower. He thought, if I pluck and give to Shaligram, it would be so nice, since many days I have not offered flowers. So he wanted to pluck. But then he thought, oh, I cannot steal like this. It's not mine. It's not good. I can't pluck. He was hesitating, so he didn't pluck. But then out of his love, he wanted to offer. So he offered mentally, Krishna Arpan, this flower Arpan to Krishna. After some time, Chandidas came in the garden to collect flowers for Mata Durga. And he plucked the same flower and put it in the plate. He went inside, kept that flower in the hand of Mother Durga to start his worship. And suddenly Mother Durga appeared, wearing red sari and so many hands and weapons, an effulgent face, beautiful form. Say, Chandidas, I am very pleased with you. Chandidas offered obeisances. And he said, Mother, I am very happy you have given darshan. But what is the occasion today? So many times I offered you golden ornaments and pearl necklaces and nice silken saris and golden simhasan and nice worship and puja. You never gave darshan. Today though I didn't even start. I didn't even start offering. You gave darshan. What is happening? Mother Durga said, today I am very pleased with you because you gave me Mahaprasad. Said, Mahaprasad? What is Mahaprasad? Said, this rose flower is Mahaprasad. Your brother offered it to Krishna mentally. And same flower you gave me. First time you have given me Mahaprasad of Lord Vishnu. I am very pleased with you. Every time you give bhoga, today you gave me Mahaprasad. I am very happy. Chandidas was shocked. He said, what does it mean? Is Vishnu above you? He said, yes, he is my boss. He is my husband's boss also. He said, then why am I worshipping you? I should worship Vishnu. He said, go ahead, I will be very happy. He said, then why didn't you tell me before? I wasted my time. He said, you never asked. But don't worry, time is not wasted. You got rehearsal, you got practice. Now just switch the party. And he started worshipping Lord Vishnu, Lord Krishna. And he got so much deep into Krishna consciousness that he developed Krishna prema. And he experienced viraha, separation.
And he would write poems of Krishna and Radharani in Vira. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who would listen very few authors, one of the authors he would listen is Chandidas, Vidyapati, Bilo Mangal Thakur, Jaydev Goswami. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu approved the poems of Chandidas. So worshipping Krishna is the final goal of life. And we have come to ISKCON. We are very fortunate. When Srila Prabhupada established ISKCON in America, his lawyer and other devotees around him, they told him, Prabhupada, this Krishna consciousness, nobody will understand. Give some neutral name. Prabhupada said, no, this is okay. They said, at least make it International Society for God Consciousness. We will have attract more people. God. Krishna, who will we attract? Prabhupada said, no. The devotee said, people don't know Krishna is God. God consciousness is better. Prabhupada said, if devotees don't know Krishna is God, ISKCON will tell them Krishna is God. International Society for Krishna Consciousness. And today we see, there are so many devotees, millions of devotees, not just in India, outside India, who have never heard about Krishna. They are worshipping Krishna, they are taking initiation, they are chanting 16 rounds, they are preaching, they are surrendering their lives to Krishna, and so many of you have come here, leaving your country and settled here in Sri Vrindavan Dham. That's the purpose of ISKCON. Not dharma, artha, kama, moksha. Don't come to ISKCON for ordinary religion or sense gratification or earning some money or even so-called liberation. Well, you come for that, but that's your loss, because you did something higher and got something lower. It's like you come to a counter, give 2,000 rupees, take 10 rupees and have an exchange. You gave 2,000 and got 10 rupees. That's your loss. So coming to ISKCON and getting something else, that's a loss. Because you can get something more. Much, much more. And receive Krishna Prem by the causeless mercy of Krishna. So that should be our dhyaya. We should be determined. Otherwise, we'll have to take one more birth, next life. Again 9 months in the womb of the mother, ulta, upside down. And come out. And learn ABCD and go to school and again say rain, rain, go away. We should not waste human form. Human form is not meant for dharma, artha, kama, moksha. De kaitava dharma. Bhagavatam is above that. The first verse of Bhagavatam rejects dharma, artha, kama, moksha and starts. Bhagavatam is above that. Human form is meant for Krishna consciousness, pure devotional service, not for this sense gratification, economic development, so-called dharma. Even animals do that. And do that in a much better way. So we should not get entangled in this karma kand, fruitive activities, mental speculation, or even desire for liberation. Just becoming a devotee of Krishna, servant of servant of servant of Krishna. Each one of us have an eternal relationship with Krishna. Shantaras, Dasyaras, Sakhyaras, Vatsalyaras, Madhuryaras. So fortunate, we are so fortunate. But we are so unfortunate if we receive the human form, come in association of devotees in ISKCON and don't revive our relationship. Just increase the number of relationships on Facebook. 5,000, 10,000, 20,000. Ah, very happy. But what about my relationship with Krishna next life? Then we missed. We missed the plane. We missed the boat. So anything less than that, we missed. This human form is a great gift.
We have three important opportunities, and any intelligent person, when he has opportunity, he should not miss it. The first opportunity is we got human form. The second opportunity is we got human form in good life, good family. And third opportunity is we got association of devotees. And this opportunity in human form is so rare, so valuable, that just by little effort you can see Shyam Sundar face to face. With lotus petal like eyes, blackish blue body, black curly hairs, mirror like cheeks, reddish lips, pearl like teeth, broad chest, thin waist, wearing a yellow dhoti and a Vaijanti mala and Kaustubh mani and flute and peacock feather. Why to miss this beautiful darshan? Just little effort, every day Mangala Arati, 16 rounds, Guru Puja, class, 4 regulative principles, some service. Next few years, how much is our age? Somebody may be 20 years more, somebody may be 50 years more, somebody may be 80 years more, that's all. Just next 40, 50 years or 30 years or 70 years, just next few years, we do this morning program and Prabhupada guarantees, we'll go back to Krishna. Next few years, out of eternal life, next few years of sacrifice early morning. And it's not difficult. Attending Mangala Arati, the only difficulty is waking up. Once you wake up and come in the temple room, be here till 9 a.m., that's all. Whatever is happening around, we participate. And desire to develop service attitude. We chant attentively. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Chant and hear, the holy name comes out of the mouth, goes into the ear, from ear goes into the heart, the soul is in the heart, the holy name comes in the heart, the holy name comes in contact, the soul comes in contact with the holy name, you get awakened, enlivened, that yes, I am servant of Krishna. That is called self-realization, Atma-Sakshatkar. This only happens when the soul comes in contact with transcendental sound vibration. Holy name, Bhagavatam. And this holy name can enter the heart only through ears. Sound wave cannot enter the heart through nose or lips or other holes of the body, eyes. Only through ears. So very attentively we should chant without offenses. Chant and hear, chant and hear, chant and hear. Without offenses. Chant more. And the soul will get awakened and Krishna will receive Krishna prema. Srila Prabhupada has given us complete process. Staying in Vrindavan, one should not think, oh, I didn't get that, somewhere else I should go. That's not proper intelligence. Srila Prabhupada has given us everything. So we follow the process of Prabhupada and we receive success by His mercy. Okay, we will end here. Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupad ki jai. Before we take questions, any comments from Majagoda Prabhu Maharaj?
We have many devotees from many walks of life with family and responsibilities. So naturally you want to surrender without motivation, you know, pure devotional service, like Kavir's men, Nanda Maharaj and all of them, have to take care of family and take care of responsibility. So how much energy should we put to have a nice lifestyle for our family and make sure everyone is comfortable? And is that also considered like a devotional service too, that we make sure we take care of our family responsibility? Family means everything to most people.
Yeah, so in 7th canto Srimad Bhagavatam, Narad Muni visits Yudhishthira Maharaj. And Yudhishthira Maharaj asks the question that you are brahmachari, you are traveling, no dependents, easy for you to practice bhakti. We are grahasthas, we have house and family and kingly duties. How in grahastha ashram we should practice bhakti? So Narad Muni gives a couple of instructions. What is the first instruction? be very surprised to know. The first instruction is not chanting 16 rounds or attending Mangala Arati. The first instruction is a grahastha must earn honestly. Second instruction is, after he earns honestly, how he should use his earning, he should take guidance from pure devotees. Third instruction is, a grahastha must again and again invite pure devotees to his house and hear about Krishna and the incarnations of Krishna. Fourth instruction is that he should let his house, paraphernalia, wife and children engage in the service of devotees and deities. Fifth instruction is he should maintain the animals of the house as his own sons. Seventh instruction is that if a grahastha's friends, relatives and well-wishers tell him to invest here, purchase that, do this, that, you know, so many other advices, the grahastha should say yes, very nice, good, excellent, very nice, karunga, but never do it. Not to make his life cumbersome so that the goal of life is not disturbed. So in Varnashram, Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, they have occupation. That occupation gives them artha, earning. And that earning should be used, honest earning should be used in the service of Krishna, cows, deities and family maintenance. That is part of pure devotional service. At the same time, a grahastha should plan vanaprastha. He should retire from active social life, active earning life, active family life, sexual life, so that he is purified of everything he did while earning and eventually renounce life, sannyas, so I go back to Godhead. So that's Varnashram. So yes, we have to surrender to Krishna. For a brahmachari, there's a process. If he marries, he has to go through this. If he doesn't marry, he can take sannyas or not take sannyas, go through this. But everybody has to eventually come to the platform of full 100% surrender to Krishna. Even in grahastha life, when we are executing our responsibilities, we should know the salary or the earning I am getting or the happiness or comfort I am getting is only being withdrawn by me, not earned by me, not created by me, but I am just withdrawing it, Krishna has put it in my account. And regarding standard of living, it should be simple, but if somebody is used to a particular standard of living since childhood and he can easily maintain it without affecting his health and devotional duties, that's okay. We can maintain that standard of living. Somebody is used to wash basin, somebody is used to well, somebody is used to a door stopper, somebody is used to a lock. So minimum simple thing one should maintain, one can maintain with honest earning, without compromising his devotional principles. One can maintain one standard of living, what is used to from childhood. And the more he gets higher taste, he can make it more simple. But main thing is the sadhana, the whole morning program, the reading, the service, that should not get affected. That's my humble opinion. You may please add.
That was very nice.
Thank you. I am brahmachari, you are grahastha, so you will have more experience. Yes, Shyam Chandra Prabhu.
Somebody is working as a laborer or a chartered accountant or engineer. He gets the money, But where does that person get the money from? The source is one. Just like the maintenance analogy, where is the maintenance is the one maintainer. But there can also be one source of income, and from there the transfer comes out, and then, you know, we just like the ATM machine, we are dispensing. So the similar thing, the corporate is one ATM machine. Somebody is having his own business as an ATM machine. Just a thought. Can you make me?
Yeah. Obviously, Krishna is source of everything.
Yes.
Janmadi asayatah, everything comes from him. This particular example was to make us understand that on our level we see different people with different sources of income, and income is not maintenance. Income is different from maintenance. This just was to give that analysis.
Thank you.
That don't think your source of income is equal to your source of maintenance.
Yes.
Everything comes from Krishna.
Thank you so much, Rodi, for such a wonderful class.
Hare Krishna.
We are in Grihastha Ashram, Rodi. So I have a question that sometimes to fulfill all responsibilities, we have so many responsibilities. We lose our focus for our sadhana, for our devotional activities. So how we manage both of all the things so that we fulfill all our responsibilities and step by step be more surrendered to Krishna and we go back to God?
Yeah, so we follow Srila Prabhupada's formula that we do nice morning program and daytime we do household responsibilities, evening we read, night we sleep. Anything is remaining tomorrow? Divide your 24 hours into 3, 8 hours, 8 hours, 8 hours. 8 hours for sleep, bathe and eating, 8 hours for bhakti, 8 hours for earning. Anything pending tomorrow? 8 hours over. Now Krishna is a boss, his duty. Bigger thing is, why to balance, keep only one? Even that 8 hours, even if you do a job, do it for Krishna, which means the result should go to Krishna. So there should be a nice deity or photo at home. Whatever is cooked or purchased should be offered to the deity first, and the home should be like a temple, taking care of the temple. Guest comes, we offer prasad. So whatever we do for Krishna. If anything is not favorable to Krishna consciousness, we should not do. Like TV, not favorable. So we should not have it in the house. Not required. Movies, all these things, not required. So we should give everything to Krishna, whatever we have. Okay? So we should continue this process. Increase our chanting, reading, hearing, association of devotees. Minimum expenses, simple lifestyle, so minimum cumbersome to earn. Okay? Hare Krishna. Yes, pass it here. In the this is the last question. Pass it in the front. Last question.
Hare Krishna. Yes. So we get that anyway, institution for Guru and she started to find the tradition and where did the idea come from?
None. Why did the Indraya, from where did the idea came?
Yeah.
So Nanda Maharaj's ancestors used to do. So Nanda Maharaj continued as a tradition of the village. That parampara mein aa raha hai, not disciplic succession. The family, the village parampara. His ancestors used to do, so they continued. Okay? Okay, we will end here. Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna.